Here we are with His Grace Archbishop Dermot Martin.
Well, you know, it's an important event because it's one of the big gatherings of the African community. And I'm very pleased with the work that the chaplaincy to the African community does. They've built up over the years a very strong sense of community, and that's important. It's important, especially for the young people, that they can develop the faith, but they develop also the faith within their African traditions. They're going to be, I don't know whether they're going to be Irish-African or African-Irish, but it's important that they maintain both dimensions of that. And, you know, they're exposed to the same pressures as any other young person in Ireland. And if you don't have that link between their own culture and their faith, living their faith is going to be much more difficult.
It's a very lively experience, really, isn't it?
Oh, I'd like to bring some of these to some of our other masses in the diocese and to bring a bit of atmosphere. But that's very typical of African people. The strength of the African mothers is also an important thing to see, although there was a wide range of participation there today. I hope that this is a tradition that will continue and that it can spread to others. We have a large African community here. I do know that we're reaching out fairly well to them, and that there's that support there for them. They've got difficult challenges in living here. A lot of them are finding it probably very difficult to make ends meet. They're not wealthy people, but they've got a great joy in the faith. And if we could get that across to some of our Irish people, it would also be something very positive.
Here we are with Marianne Okoye, who'd been to a beautiful mass, and there was singing, and there was dancing, and there was a big celebration, and there was some fantastic colours in the sense of, not just apart from the colourful music, but also the women, the headgear they were wearing. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, CWO is Catholic Women Organization, and today we inaugurated African Chaplaincy Dublin Catholic Women Organization. The inauguration is to inaugurate new members into the society, into the organization. And then there was an oath of membership led by Archbishop Dermot Martin. So all the members, they are now registered as CWO officials or members. The uniform is designed specifically for Catholic Women Organization, African Chaplaincy, Ireland. On it, we have designs of our logo, Madonna, and then the shamrock to signify Irish residency, and then the dove carrying the shamrock to signify peace. So we are here, Africans, trying to imbibe our culture into our residence to be able to integrate and still enjoy our cultural background, and then show our children what it means back at home to celebrate Modern Sunday.
And there was one of the things I noticed, and you talked about the logo being Madonna, that the spirituality is very Marian, and I noticed that the leader was saying, in the name of Mary, our mother. Isn't that right?
Yeah, the Catholic women chooses Mary to be their role model. So Modern Sunday is for Mary carrying Jesus, that is the Madonna on the wrapper. So we as mothers celebrate Modern Sunday. I am looking forward to Mary, our mother, as our role model.
A lot of the music, and there's a lot in the liturgy, there was a lot of dancing and music. Is that typical of the African masses?
Yes, that's how we celebrate Mass in Africa. During the offertory, we sing and dance to the altar. And then during Thanksgiving, after the homily, after the Mass, we normally come up to thank God for whatever God has done for you. So we dance to the altar to thank God. Yeah, because I've noticed some integrations in our normal parishes, like where I worship, they ask us a couple of times to come and sing with our drums for them in the 12 o'clock Mass or 12:30 Mass, so that they will have that feel of the drumming and the dancing. And then during the Pentecost, as a Mass of many tongues, we also participate as community.
And how many parishes are you involved with at the minute in Dublin? You say it's a Dublin chaplaincy, is that correct?
Yeah. We are involved with 7 parishes: the Babrigan, Blanchestown, Lucan, St. Peter's Fisborough, Clondalkin, Tala, and Salt. 7 of them.
And how many people will be involved in that altogether, collectively?
We are over 1,000.
I noticed that there's all generations there. There's young, old, middle-aged, and, you know, it just seemed to come together today as one community. Would that be fair?
Yes, yes. We came together as one, cutting across all generations, because everybody celebrates Mothering Sunday. If you are young, you are celebrating your mother. If you are old, you are celebrating your children are celebrating you. If you are a man, you are celebrating either your wife or your mother. So that cuts across all generation and all either female or male.
You know, what wouldn't all be Nigerian there, for example, would there?
No. We have other countries like Ghana, Togo, Cameroon, South Africa, Uganda. We have so many of them. As you can see, during the prayer of the faithful, the prayers were said in different African languages. So it's not only Nigerians, it's all over the world. All the African countries that are represented in African community, they are part of us.
Would it be unfair to say that the Nigerians seem to lead?
Because we are more. It's fair enough to say that because Nigerians are more in number. That's why it looks as if we are all over the place. But if you can see on the wrapper, it is written Catholic Women Organization, African Chaplaincy, Ireland. So that it will include all the African countries in Ireland, not only Nigerians.
Marianne Okoye, thank you very much.
Thank you for that.